听力课堂，听 class.com。
Book One, Lesson 40, Cinderella, Section 2.
Cinderella was delighted.
Oh, fairy godmother, it's like a dream come true.
Yes, child, but like all dreams, it can't last forever.On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
I'll remember,
promised Cinderella.
Oh, it's more than I ever hoped for. Thank you, Fairy Godmother.
Bless you, my child. Now hurry up. It's getting late.
Cinderella stepped into the pumpkin coach and was whisked away to the royal ball.
Ballroom was magnificent. Every lady in the land was dressed in her finest gown. But Cinderella was the loveliest of them all. When the prince saw the charming Cinderella, he fell in love instantly. The duke said to the king,
You see, your majesty, the prince has danced with that girl all evening. It looks like he's found the girl he wants to marry.
All at once, the tower clock began to strike midnight. Cinderella cried,
Oh, I almost forgot.
And without another word, away she ran, out of the ballroom and down the palace stairs. On the way, she lost one of the glass slippers, but she couldn't stop to get it. Cinderella stepped into the magic coach and quickly drove away. As the clock struck for the 12th time, the magic ended.Cinderella was left with a pumpkin, some mice, and the memory of her wonderful evening. The next morning, the whole kingdom was wondering who the mysterious girl was. The only clue was the lost slipper. The Grand Duke carried the glass shoe from house to house, looking for its owner, for the prince had said he would marry no one but the girl who could wear the tiny slipper.Every girl in the land tried hard to put the slipper on. The ugly stepsisters tried hardest of all, but it was no use. Not a single girl could fit her foot into the glass shoe. And where was Cinderella? Locked in her room. The mean old stepmother was taking no chances that poor Cinderella would try on the slipper.But Cinderella's mice friends found the key and rushed it up to the locked room. The Duke was just about to leave.
Well, madam, if you have no other daughters, I'll bid you good day.
Just then, he heard a voice calling to him.
Please wait. May I try the slipper?
It was Cinderella.
Of course,
said the Duke.
Every girl must have a chance. Please sit down.
He slid the glass shoe onto Cinderella's foot, and it fit perfectly. Cinderella's dream had come true. No longer would she slave for her cruel stepmother and her foolish stepsisters. She would marry the prince and live happily ever after. And what became of the little mice who had been Cinderella's only friends?They went to the palace too, and they all lived happily ever after.
Exercise 1. Retell the story by using the key words and expressions given. Exercise 2. Answer the questions.